Chapter 13. Planning Magwitch's future and hearing about his past. I slept a little, but woke early. I felt I needed some fresh air and went downstairs and out of the building. On the way down, I fell over a man hiding in a dark corner who ran away immediately. This worried me. I suspected he had followed my convict to the house. Would he now inform the police? My guest and I had breakfast together. He ate noisily and greedily like an animal. I tried hard not to be disgusted by his manners. He told me his name was Abel Magwitch, and after breakfast he lit his pipe and held out his hands for mine again.
"All I want is to stand and look at you, dear boy," he said. "A real gentleman, made by me. You're going to have everything a London gentleman should have. A carriage and horses and everything."
He threw a great thick wallet onto the table.
"All that is yours. I've come back to England to watch you spend it."
"Stop!" I cried desperately. "We must discuss your plans. How long are you going to stay here?"
"How long?" he repeated, surprised. "I'm not going back.